Hello, may I help you?
Hi, Jonathan?
Yes.
Hey, Jonathan, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash.
Oh, okay. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. I'm calling from the Google Guarantee Department.
Okay, hold on for a second. I gotta go out and talk to you. I'm on a job site. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, hello?
Hey.
Yes.
So I'll definitely keep it brief for you. I'm not sure how much they went over with you or how much you know about the Google Guarantee Program.
Yeah, start from scratch.
Okay, gotcha. Understood. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Google Guarantee, have you ever done a search and for a flooring contractor near me, and then at the very top of the page you'll see some businesses that say sponsored next to it?
Yes.
And then it'll say Google Guaranteed?
Yes.
That's the spot we're talking about. So that's Google's own pay-per-lead program. And it is available in your area.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to qualify for the position. There is no license requirement, but do you have general liability insurance?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you have a New York State driver's license?
Yes.
Okay. Social Security number?
Yes.
And then can you pass a background check? No felonies in the last 7 years?
Yes.
Okay. And how many front-facing employees do you have? Employees that will go out, bid, and do the job on their own, and you?
No.
None?
No.
Just you?
None.
All right.
Me and my nephews. My nephews do the work. I'm the boss. I do all the estimates and everything.
Okay, that's what I want to hear. So they don't need to go on the application unless you have them going out and doing estimates and bids on their own.
No.
Okay, so the upfront cost is a one-time $250 application fee. That goes, it's non-refundable, and that goes to get your company completely background checked. Now, once you guys are completely Google Guarantee approved, which the longest the process takes is 4 to 8 weeks. It doesn't always or even usually take that long. Just depends on how quickly you get the application filled out and get it back to us. Then you would be showing up at the very top in that section. Now, at the very top in that particular section on Google, what it does is it actually will have you pop up there as a top recommended option, and Google Guarantee promises the general public that you are a quality service provider. You've gone through all the background checks, and Google trusts you as a top recommended option. And then what they're giving you is actual qualified leads. So have you tried anything like your Angie's or Thumbtack, Porch, or House?
I did all of that.
So this is completely different than that. In that situation,
Networks.
Yeah, in that situation, they would hand you a number, and you and five other guys got that same number, and everybody had a call, and hopefully one guy would get the job. That's not how Google designed this particular program. How they designed this particular program is that you're listed in that position independently. The clients go to Google, and they choose to work with you directly. The lead is only coming to you because the client's calling you directly.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and you're only paying if the lead is considered qualified. So Google does supply a Google call tracking phone number for each one of these particular packages. And what happens in this situation is Google will go ahead and supply us with that Google call tracking number, and all those calls are recorded for authenticity purposes. So you're only charged for the lead if the client requests the estimate over the phone and you give the estimate over the phone, or if the client requests estimate face-to-face and you give a time to give a face-to-face estimate. Those are the only two instances that Google actually considers it a qualified call.
Okay, because I don't give estimates over the phone. I got to see every job.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like it's very rare. So if somebody calls you and they ask you for estimate over the phone, obviously you're not going to be able to give that. So you would tell them, hey, I can set an appointment time to come out and give you an estimate face-to-face.
Right.
Because you can't give you can't give a flooring estimate on the phone.
Exactly.
First of all, they don't even usually know their actual real square footage. You know what I mean?
Right. And you lose your shirt like that. But you don't know what's going on with their floor. Then you give them a price. When you get there and the price changed, then they upset because you told them one price and now it's another price. So.
Right. Exactly.
You don't do that.
And understandably so, right? I mean, you would feel, you'd be upset too. So that's why you just don't do it as part of your policy and makes 100% sense, okay?
Exactly.
Now, getting down to brass tacks here, cost per lead, what you're looking at here is a flat monthly investment rate of, let's see here. Hold on a second. Let me take a look. It's not monthly. So your cost per lead, what you're looking at here with your cost per lead is between $160 and 200, sometimes 220, 240.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Does that depend on the job?
Does
it depend on the size of the job or anything?
No. What it depends on is if it's a peak time or not. So if it's a peak time, then the cost per lead is going to go up. It's very heavily saturated where you're at. It's a very competitive industry. So the cost per lead is pretty high. And plus, Google factors in, you know, what they consider your guys' profit on this. So for those type of jobs, what they're estimating is the minimum cost for one of the Google Guarantee leads is $160. And when and if it's eligible, like if they have to enable max lead bidding, meaning it's a very hot time of day or there's being a lot of searches, then it's going to behoove us to bid higher on a cost per lead for that. So then in that case, the cost per lead would go up. But we don't ever bid any higher on cost per lead until we have your complete approval.
Well, first of all, don't I have to get the job?
No.
Actually land the customer?
No. That's not the way it works with Google Guarantee.
That's not the way it works?
They're not guaranteeing that you will get the job. What they're guaranteeing is the general public that you are a quality service provider. They're giving you guys quality leads, and that's why they have AI listening to each one of those phone calls, and they are enabling that to ensure that you guys are getting the qualified calls. But as far as whether or not you land the job or those sorts of things.
It ain't their business.
Mm-mm.
They don't care about that part.
No.
So whether I make money or not, I still got to pay them.
It's not me. It's them. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, whether I know, and I understand, and I'll be 100% real with you. Yeah, whether or not you get that job, you got to pay that leave cost. It comes out of a budget. In fact, what happens is once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, the minimum monthly budget in order to begin the leads for your particular area, Jonathan, is $2,086. So you pay the $2,000 upfront. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And that's up to 13 Google Guarantee leads. So the way it works is it works like an escrow account. So that you pay that money and it goes up. Okay. And then the leads, we cut the leads on. The leads begin coming in, right? So a lead comes in and they call you up. Listen, if it's a sales solicitation, spam, or robocall, you're not charged. If it's a service that you don't provide, say they want carpet installation and you don't offer carpet installation, that's not listed on your profile, you're not charged.
Okay.
If they're asking for a service outside of your area, say they're asking for something out on Long Island, you're not offering service on Long Island, it's not listed on your profile, you're not charged.
Right.
Okay. If they call you and they say, hey, Jonathan, I need to set an appointment with you to come out and give me estimate face-to-face, then yes, they consider that a qualified lead. The charge would come out of that budget, that $2,000 budget.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to think about this one. Wow.
Sure you do. I understand. Because
I get free calls. You know, Right now, with just what I'm doing, I'm getting calls. I mean, I get I'm not swimming in work, but I'm working a day.
Well, this is what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. It works really good. It does, but you're in Queens, my friend. The chances of your lead cost staying at 160 is minimal. It's probably going to be 200 plus. I want to keep it 100% real with you. It works.
Yeah.
The program absolutely works. These leads show a 33% stronger closing conversion than any other type of paper lead program out there. I would sell this product to my grandmother. Like literally, it is the best product. However, you have to have the cash flow and be willing to give it a go in order for this to work. But I do have another option for you.
Okay, what's the next option?
If this is a little bit stiff on the pocketbook, I understand.
Course.
I got you.
Yeah.
No worries.
Trump just took office, so I gotta count my every egg now. I gotta check everything now.
With what? With what happened? Why?
I said Trump is president now.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So I have to watch every penny right now.
And I feel the opposite way. So. I'm like grateful Trump is president, but to each his own, it's all good. I still love you.
I know,
you know,
And, I still love him, even though he got 34 felonies. I still love him.
So what?
Who gives a damn, right?
Well, no, I'm
people
not saying
care.
It like that. I'm saying it like this. Like, have you ever had a friend or family member who made some really terrible mistakes, went to jail, made some awful mistakes, but then got out at some point, turned their life around? Sometimes it was a technicality. Have you ever been in that situation?
No. Not me personally, no.
Not you personally,
no,
but
never.
You knowing somebody.
Oh, yeah, I know somebody, sure.
Right.
Yeah.
So we can't, we can't always judge it by that.
Yeah.
You know, different situations, different strokes for different folks. But what I have for you here is, have you ever done advertising on Yelp?
On Yelp?
Yep.
Yeah, they ripped me off.
Oh, they did? How long ago did you do it?
Like, probably last year.
Last year?
Yeah.
You still owe them money?
Right now, probably like about maybe $200.
All right. Okay.
But they ripped me off last time, so
Did
the thing about Yelp, with Yelp, right? The call, you don't actually talk to nobody. You get a text, right? And then you text them back. And if they want to talk to you, then they'll text you back again.
Well, Yelp has changed the process. So they revamped it and they have it a little bit different now. So it's not just, no, really, really, we partnered with them and we wouldn't have partnered with them if they hadn't changed it. So they have changed the program and we actually are getting additional spiffs for you guys and we're doing it all month to month. Now you would have to clear up that $200 balance before you'd be able to do this. However, if you did that and you want to give this a go, it's $500, okay, much lower, all right? The leads, when they come in, so first and foremost, your profile isn't set up correctly. Were you setting up your own Yelp profile and doing it on your own? Did you have
Yelp
like a marketing? Yeah, but they don't go in and upload new photos. Any enhancements on the profile. I see your reviews. I see that's fantastic. But what I see that your competitors are showing on your page because you don't have these special enhancements. I see that there are certain things within your page that are not set up correctly. And the reason I bring that up is because if your page isn't set up correctly, then you're not going to see the type of leads that you want. Right? So we do that for you. The $500 investment. There's no application process. We could get this going quickly if you clear up the 200 that you already have with them. Okay? And what happens is when the calls come in, they come in directly to you They do have they have enabled the Yelp messaging app, so the contact information will come over to you directly through the Yelp messaging app. They also have the ability to call you directly as well as text you directly. But they recommend that the beginning communication comes through the Yelp app. That way there's a record of it, right?
Right.
And then you get the client's phone number, you go out, and you bid the job like that.
I was getting charged for jobs, and I wasn't getting no work.
Right.
Like when they text me and I respond back, they was charging me for that.
Right.
So I'm getting charged for work that I ain't getting.
I understand.
That's
but we're monitoring this.
I wasn't making no money.
We're working directly with Yelp on your behalf, just like we're marketing the rest of your business and taking care of the rest of your stuff here. So it's not something that you have to worry about battling them with, because we're taking care of it for you.
Okay, but look, on another note, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On the program that I'm on right now, that I've been on for like the past 7 years with you guys, right? If you look at my record, you see how long I've been with y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now look at go on my dashboard and see how many customers I got from being with y'all all this time.
Customers you've got. I don't know if it's going to show me.
Go on my
all
dashboard. Can you
customers
go on my
that you've got? Yeah, no, I'm looking at your. I'm logging into your dashboard right now. It shows me that there's been 1,190 results total.
Total in 7 years.
Right. But you have a very small package with us, sir.
It's
with all
still been
respect,
7 years.
You have a local package with us. It has been 7 years. We appreciate
7 years. So that's not, I mean, the amount of calls that I got don't match 7 years of being with somebody. I'm supposed to have thousands of at least calls, at least 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000 in 7 years. That's not a lot of calls.
It's not a lot of calls. I'm not going to claim that it is a lot of calls, but this is what I'm going to tell you.
And
you
most
and
of
I
those
both know. Go ahead.
Most of those calls is telemarketers, not customers.
Okay.
That's another thing. People calling me, telling me about, you need a better SEO company. They not doing nothing for you. We could do this better. We could do that better. Your website is not good. I mean, people calling me all the time telling me this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if you listen to some of those messages on the call list, on the lead list, you'll hear it for yourself. That's all that's calling me. It's people that want me to do work with them, to sign up with them and work with them. It's not like customers are calling me, telling me, Jonathan, I need this floor done, that floor done. I ain't getting that. I don't understand why. And I was hoping somebody would be able to tell me. That's the reason I'm looking at this thing with Google, because my campaign that I'm doing with you guys is not working. Okay?
Okay.
I'm on a job that... Right now, on a job that was recommended to me. Like, I ain't getting no calls. My phone should be ringing off the hook with at least one customer a month or 2 months. Somebody.
Okay. So, as far as the current program that you have and enhancing it and things like that, you know, what I can tell you is you have a very localized program. It's going to give you approximately about a 5 mile radius. For where you're at in Queens,
I didn't want to go as far as
a lot of advertisement out. You're in one of the densely most heavily populated areas in the United States. You know that. I mean, there's not even driving room over there where you're at.
Of course,
you
it
know
is.
What I mean. So the what
no,
I'm trying to say
that.
is you need something stronger. It's agreed that you need something stronger. You wouldn't be looking to enhance products or go with something else if this was enough for you. So, I mean, you do have your Google listing. You have gotten some results from it. It's not like you've gotten zero results from it. You have gotten some results from it. And this program can definitely work for you. We can for sure enhance it and see what else it is that we can do for you in an effort to make that happen.
But the whole idea of this whole thing, right, is to make money, make it pay for itself so I can advance my services, right? I'm supposed to be spending at least $500, $600 a month, right? I don't mind spending the money, but the results are not there. And all this time, I'm not making the money to do that, you know? So
Well, and I don't know that Yelp is going to work for you either because you have an outstanding balance of $1,032.
It's $1,032. I thought it was $200. How do you figure that? Hold on.
Because I just had our specialist at Yelp pull your account up and have a look for me.
Okay, hold on 1 second, please.
Yeah, of course.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey. So now what happened now? How much is it?
$1,032.42.
And how do you figure that?
I don't know.
I thought I owed them like $200.
You have to speak with Yelp directly in the finance department to figure that out. Yeah.
All right. Give me the, you got their phone number?
I do. Hold on.
Yeah, let me call and find out how I owe that kind of money.
The phone number. So he can call. Okay, I'm going to get you that number right now. Give me just a minute. Now, once
you
clear,
text it?
I can, yeah. And then once you clear that balance, then we can talk about the boost promos because we give you additional, like, certain number. Like, we give you back a kickback of $100. Depends on how much you're spending. But with the $500 package, we have great opportunities for you.
Listen, all I want is business. I need business in order to survive, right? I ain't surviving right now. I ain't got no business.
Right. Okay.
I'm doing all this stuff and ain't no business. I'm trying to wait and see if this business is going to pick up, if anything going to happen, the holidays coming. Where am I called at?
Okay. I'm texting this phone number over to you right now. I can have customer support give you a call back and see if there's anything else they can do with the package that you currently have with us. I help with upgrades.
What is the package
and enhancements. The package you have is our local. You have our local package at
$129. Tell me what it is.
It's local SEO. So that's your Google Business Profile, first page placement, website, call tracking, Yelp, Apple, Bing, business profiles, mobile platform programming, iPhones, Androids, tablets, review generation and reputation management.
And that's what I got now?
That's what you have now,
That's the package I'm paying for?
Yes.
Well, I can tell you right now, we on a third or fourth page. If you look under maps, you could barely find us. You got to go to the second, third page. And in all of this time, why am I on a third or second page? Second or third page? If I'm on there at all, I'm not even found. Most people can't even find me on under the maps, under the keywords that they use. Like if you use wood floor installation, wood floor sanding, wood floor repairs in Queens. This is my local area, Queens, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is your local area. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Absolutely. Okay, look that up and see if you can find me.
I see you right here. You're not on the bottom of the page. You're on the first page. Let's see. Those first two are sponsored. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So you're the sixth person down. I'm going to send you this link right now so you can click on it and see it for yourself.
Under what heading?
Flooring contractor.
Flooring contractor.
Mm-hmm. What you need to do is clear your cache or look under incognito window and in order to get a clean search. Here, I'm in California. I'm sending you a link. You can click on it. It'll show you right now. So I'm in California taking a look at it, and I still put it in an incognito window because I don't want anything to taint the search. So when you go in incognito window, it's like it can't tell your location. So it's not going to skew the results at all. So I don't practice flooring contractor in Queens, New York to practice my typing, you know?
Incognito?
Mm-hmm. If you just click on that link that I texted you over to the phone number, I texted to 6436. Is that your phone number?
Yeah.
Okay. If you should have got the text message with a big, long link.
Let me see. No text messages yet.
Okay, the phone number is
718-810-6436. Correct.
I don't know why it's not sending it over, because I literally just clicked send twice. What about this other phone number, 3113?
You can use that number too. That's my business number. That's the number we on. Oh, I just heard something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got something else for you. Is that the one that says Google.com?
Correct. Just click on the link. It's a link right there. You should be able to click on it, and it'll take you to Google.com. It's going to show you the services.
All right, I'm looking.
Okay, so if you go, you're six down, Four Corner Flooring Incorporated.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I see it.
Okay. So we are doing our job. I understand you want more calls. I understand you need more. And I definitely want to help you. I'm in charge of upgrades. There's lots of things we could do to upgrade your account. And, you know, if you want to do Yelp, call that number. I texted the number, the 877. It's an 877 number from Yelp. Let me see here. Did you get the, you didn't get the, I'm going to text it to your business phone, okay?
Okay, okay.
And you call and clear that up with them, and you call back and over here and ask for Amy, and I'll help you out, okay?
All right, Amy. I'll call over there and find out what's going on. I know I owe that kind of money.
Okay.
I didn't get the memo. All right.
Okay,
all right,
I'll talk to you soon.
Right,
you're
Amy.
Welcome. Okay.
All right, thank
bye-bye.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.